cinema discovers its fondest affinities, not with painting, literature, or theater, but with popular diversions. Comics, chess, French and tarot decks, magazines, and tattooing. Cinema derives not from painting, literature, sculpture, theater, but from ancient popular wizardry. In its contemporary manifestation of an evolving history of shadows, a delight in pictures that move, a belief in magic. Its lineage is entwined from the earliest beginning with priests and sorcery, summoning of phantoms, with, at first, only slight aid of the mirror and fire. Men called up dark and secret visits from regions in the buried mind. In these seances, shades and spirits which ward off evil. The spectator is a dying animal. Invoke, palliate, drive away the dead nightly. Ventriloquism, gestures, play with objects, all rare variations of the body in space. The shaman signaled his trip to an audience which shared the journey. In the seance, the shaman led. The sensuous panic deliberately evoked through drugs, chanting, dancing, hurls a shaman into trance, changed voice, convulsive movement. He acts like a madman. These professional hysterics, chosen precisely for their psychotic leaning, were once esteemed. They mediated between man and spirit world. Their mental travels formed the crux of the religious life of the tribe. Principle of seance, to cure illness. A mood might overtake a people burdened by historical events or dying in a bad landscape. They seek deliverance from doom, death, dread. Seek possession, the visit of gods and powers, a rewinning of the life source from demon possessors. The cure is cold from ecstasy. Cure illness or prevent its visit. Revive the sick and regain stolen soul. It is wrong to assume that art needs the spectator in order to be. The film runs on without any eyes. The spectator cannot exist without it. It ensures his existence.